You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Hey ladies, welcome back. I am Dr. Jay Dene, and I hope the overview that you listened to was able to help you to prepare for our upcoming sessions together. I hope you're ready and revived with excitement, the excitement about making purposeful and powerful and impactful changes in your life. It takes a lot of courage to do this, and so as always, I take my hat off to you. Our goal together is to help you to power up the authentic leader that is inside of you, and every last one of us have it. So I wanted to start off today with just talking a little bit about what an authentic leader is. And remember that I share the fact that when we talk about leadership, we're talking about leadership from a personal and a professional perspective. Oftentimes when we hear leadership, we think about work, but it's not just work that we're talking about here, and that's really, really important. Because it's the focus of leadership in the work environment that creates an extreme imbalance for women and generates a lot of discontent within themselves, and it's felt in their home. So we really are talking about stepping up as a leader in your own life and making the changes in your own life that you need to make in order to bring about balance, whether that challenge is relative to personal or work, making some adjustments or tweaking either one. So with regard to authentic leadership, one of the things that authentic leaders are is that they are self-aware. So authentic leaders know what their strengths are, their limitations are, and they know and accept and embrace the fact that they are emotional beings. And they do this in a way in which they don't feel the need to make an excuse. They don't hide themselves. And what I mean by that is that they're not wearing two faces. They're not one way at home and another way at work, but who they are at their core shows up in both places. They don't hide their mistakes, so they are not in a position where they are trying to make it seem like everything that they do is that of perfection, and neither are they exaggerating their mistakes either. They are working to really create a relationship with their staff people that is an open dialogue, a back and forth between two authentic people. And so it takes a really strong leader to lead in that way. The other thing is that we talk about the fact that we embrace who we are as women. And one of the things that we are is that we're emotional, right? And so we do embrace that, but we don't let it run free. So the goal is not to hide it, but also that we are able to contain it, because we need to also stay focused on goals and results. So that's what leaders do. Whether you're doing that for a personal reason, whether you are making a change in your home, or whether it is at work, we need to maintain that consistency. And that doesn't change, that the focus has to be on goals and results. The unique thing about authentic leaders is that they direct with empathy. So the emotions are there, as we know, and the direction with empathy helps us to express who we are as feminine women. The opposite of that is a dictatorship, right? Which generates an environment in which you as a leader is distrusted and unlikable. And we definitely want to avoid that, because it can interrupt productivity. The authentic leader also is very focused on the vision. So the long-term focus of what the organization is working on, whether it's the organization of, again, personal or professional organization. I want to share a little bit about research, because the idea here is that we're going to start to think about what are some of the things about our leadership practices and qualities that we want to change. Why do we want to change those things? And then what steps we could take. So according to research, this is so critical for women. It's so critical for women because we have common challenges already and the workplace. So women are already challenged with issues around promotion, pay inequality. We have this common challenge of balancing all the responsibilities that we have at home. And so to do this sort of self-reflection, to do this bit of analysis is going to be golden for you. So what I want you to think about, what I really want you to explore for yourself is what feels right for you right now in your personal world, in your professional world, with your children, in your relationships, amongst your friends. What feels right for you? And then again, on the other hand, what doesn't feel right for you? So what doesn't feel right for you in those same areas? And after doing that, you're going to have to then decide, what do you do with that information? In this process, though, you have to commit to being brutally honest. I mean, this is a conversation that you're having with yourself, basically. This is you sort of doing it, pulling back the layers in your own heart and your own mind. You don't have to share it, but you do have to be honest. You have to understand that it's going to take courage in order to change it. And you're going to have to dig deep. Some people will have to dig deeper than others, because when you change, it can the people around you more uncomfortable. So let's say that you are a person who has always put other people before you. And now you realize that one of the things that you need to change is that you need to give more time to yourself. Well, you can believe that your husband, if you have one, your children, your family members, whether it's a mother you're taking care of or whatever your structure is, they're going to have some kickback perhaps. So you have to dig down and be courageous to do this. But you also need to understand that it's going to take some time. Like, you're really going to have to invest in whatever decision you come up with. I want you to think about what is causing you stress. What is there that's causing you stress? And what can you do about that? Are you fully aware of what you are experiencing? So sometimes we're on autopilot. We have learned to be a certain way at home, and we've learned to be a certain way socially. We've learned to be a certain way in our work environment. And so sometimes we can be completely unaware of what we are experiencing. So I want you to sort of give some time to thinking about that and feeling that and paying attention to what you are experiencing. So our time together here today is coming to an end, but I wanted to end with saying, you may know this already, I'm sure that you do, but leadership can be a very thankless and a very lonely job. So we get that. We get that oftentimes our staff people are distrusting of us, and they're wearing a mask with us as we're wearing a mask with them. One great example of a personal point of loneliness for leadership is that you're always the one who wants change. You're always the one who's trying to improve yourself and to get better. And a more specific example may be someone who just decided to join church, who hails from a family of people who study Islam. Then you know that that's going to be a very lonely road for you. It doesn't mean that you don't take it. It just means that you prepare. So all the work that we're doing today or in this series is really about preparation. So I'm going to leave you now. I want you to continue with your exploration. I want you to write that down, grab your journal, do whatever it is you need to do to map that out. I want you to answer that. I want you to do that exploration of what feels right for you and what doesn't, what's stressing you out. I want you to make sure that you're honest. I want you to look at your relationships, your intimate relationships, your non-intimate relationships, your work relationship. I want you to do all of that. And you have to do that with regard to what really feels best in your heart, okay? So enjoy this time that you have with yourself.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.